listening to Planet Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brits Don't Surrender, the number one war radio program. Every day at tea time, we join you all patriotic folks to rant about Hitler and talk about wartime. Today we have a very special guest joining us. Please welcome a very patriotic woman, Miss Lizzie Charlotte Victoria Joan Kirkpatrick.
Hello there, Brits. It's Kirkpatrick, by the way, not Cockpatrick.
Oh, terribly sorry, Miss Lizzie. Well, anyway, cheers for joining us.
My pleasure. Anything for my dear old Britain. Your radio programme is stunning. It always accompanies me when I drink my tea.
Why, thank you. We're flattered. And need not say she will not be the only guest this evening. Please welcome Sir Stephen George Tallance, Head of the Ministry of Information.
Good evening, warriors.
And again, cheers to you for coming.
My pleasure. I'm thrilled to talk to all my fellow British citizens.
Now that we've welcomed everyone, shall we unveil this evening's main subject?
That would be nice. I do not have all day, dear.
Very well. Today we are discussing patriotism and the brilliant posters produced by the Ministry of Information, which I'm sure you've all come across while walking your dog in the streets of London.
Excuse me, dear. Why do we not call it how it is? It's propaganda, isn't it?
Technically it is, but we like to think of it as good propaganda. We are simply bringing Britain together. It's for a good cause.
Well said, my friend. Well said.
We invited these two guests to hear both sides of the story. Now, Lizzie, you have a dog, right?
A golden retriever, yes.
When you're walking it...
It's a her.
Oh, sorry, dear. When you're walking her, what kind of posters do you come across most?
All kinds of posters, darling. Food rationing and rolling in the war. Germanophobic ones. Oh, my favourite. Every time you twist a nut, think of Hitler.
I remember that one. I actually signed the forms for it.
Wonderful. This is what I wanted to get to. How do posters get from a simple idea to a building wall?
Well, first a request comes in from the central government, and they request 20 different posters on a single subject.
20? That's quite a lot.
That is what brainstorming is for. We have around 50 creators submitting their ideas, and at the end of the week we have a meeting, the other ministers and I, to decide which ideas we keep and those we discard.
And then?
The ideas we decide to keep are sent over to our artists, who need to come to us with their first sketches. If their designs get approved, they can move on to colouring. Finally, we print the finished product and volunteers go stick the posters all over London by night.
Brilliant! And how exactly do you decide if the designs would get approved?
Bright colours appeal to people's patriotism. Catchy, short slogans, it is a plus if they rhyme, and simple drawings.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the recipe for how the government manipulates you.
What?
I beg to differ. This for the greater good.
Of course, Britain needs the greater good.
Dear friend, I'm under the impression that you're not really pro-propaganda. Don't you think it is rather necessary now? I mean, we do need to win this bloody war.
Have you ever heard of ethics?
No, I live by my country's glory. And if that implies lack of ethics, whatever it may mean, then there are no questions to be asked. I dismiss the ethics.
Patriotism blinds you. Both of you. Just think about it. The government is filling our heads with lies such as German bombs are harmless while our houses are burning down. All the Union Jacks in the world couldn't bring back the dead. Sorry, got a bit carried away there. I'm patriotic too. Why do you think I host a patriotic radio programme? I just do not believe in propaganda. Oh, shoot, this is exactly what I wasn't supposed to do. Now the office is at war.
Shall we move on? At this rate, the German will conquer Great Britain.
Oh, of course, I... but I actually think it is time. Yes, unfortunately, our 5 minutes are over. Well, I thank you for coming today.
Our pleasure.
Yes, our pleasure.
And remember, the Brits don't surrender.